Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Jay Williams, Bart Scott, Zubin, Montel Jordan in the house on a Friday morning. What is this, the mid-1990s? It's 2020. Unfortunately, it is 2020.
Wow.
With everything that's gone on this year. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin.
I miss the 90s.
We're presenting. Yeah, seriously, way back.
Real,
half our listeners don't remember that. We weren't alive in the 90s,
the
Keyshawn.
Blaine era.
Mm-hmm.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. It's great to have Bart Scott, the former Jet, here. Keyshawn will be back, former Jet legend himself, in 10 minutes. Bart can also be heard on 98.7 ESPN, our flagship station, 11 a.m. Eastern this morning, right, with Alan Hahn?
Yeah, if you say that, I don't know.
I don't know what time it is. I'm just there talking.
I had to watch the Jets last night because I was doing my post-game show with SNY. I got home at 1:30. It's not the next day yet until work is done. This is the same day.
Well, I feel like your job never ends with this damn team. That's the question. So how does it – tell me, where does your mind go when you watch your squad just be horrible?
Well, you know, you just don't want to be embarrassed, man. That's what it is. You just don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want to be the laughing stock. And you feel like if it was fans in the stands or if they had those cutouts like they have in most stadiums in basketball, they should put bags over them to symbolize where Jet fans are right now. And it's just like – it's like exhausting. And it's like, listen, okay, if we're going to be bad, let's be historically bad. So I called yesterday Trevor Lawrence Bowl, the Trevor Lawrence Bowl. And I feel like we're one step closer to being able to get Trevor Lawrence.
So you're off Sam Darnold?
No, I'm not off Sam Darnold. What I'm talking about is using Trevor Lawrence as a chip. So, you know, Trevor Lawrence is going to be a hot commodity. I think you still believe in Sam Darnold. I think what you do is you hold that spot for ransom. And that in a team that's going to come up for it, I think, is the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have two first-round draft picks. So if you can use that piece to be able to get two first-round draft picks and get the Yannick trade, that, you know, the second round that they got from the Vikings, then you're in a good position. Because now you can go in and buy in Sam Darnold. You're going to lose Le'Veon Bell because – he's going to be a cap hit next year. You can get out of that contract. You're going to lose the $7 million off of Avery Williams. So you're going to have a bunch of cash, four first-round draft picks potentially. You got two next year. You can go out and get the best receiver for Sam Darnold. You can go out and get a right tackle for him or the best center in the game. You get a lockdown corner, and you get the best pass rusher because you have so much draft equity. That's what it's all about. It's about getting draft equity so you can have flexibility, move up and down the board, and be fluid in free agency. And then you're going to have all this cash to go out and get a guy like Shaq Barrett, a Brady, David Clowney. Next year is the win time. But listen, I think
that's great. That's long term.
Yeah.
How about short term? Well, is Adam Gase the answer right now?
No, not at all.
Like, should he be let go? Because I feel like I've said this multiple times. I feel like he should be. Like, just change the culture.
I mean, he has to go. I mean, because if you're going to be the first overall pick, or you're going to get the first overall pick, there's no way that he can survive that. I mean, you want to do, you know, and these arranged marriages with the Jets, whether it was Isaac and Rex, whether it was Bowles and
McCagnan.
Yeah. Right? So these arranged marriages, you allow Joe Douglas, even though him and Adam Gase are friends, you know, you allow him to pick his head coach that he wants to tie his, you know, hitch his wagon to, and that allows, you know, who knows, maybe you get a guy like Eric the Enemy, you know, a guy that, you know, and that's how you start breaking dynasties down. You start stealing their coaches, right? And they're good coaches because they're usually good teams because they have great coaches, great teachers, and Eric the Enemy deserves an opportunity to be a head coach in this league. This is a great opportunity for maybe you to bring a guy I am for Sam Darnold, if you believe he's a guy. If you don't believe he's a guy, then you do whatever you have to do to get a guy like Trevor Lawrence. But you know that you can hold that pick for ransom because if you have your franchise quarterback, then people move hell or high water to get him for you.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. And remember, if it's Trevor Lawrence, it ain't just going to be the Jags that'll be interested. It'll be a ton of teams interested.
Well, but I want somebody with two first-round draft picks that can give me two first-round draft picks this year. They have a pick because they traded Jalen Ramsey to the Rams. Mm-hmm. So now they have theirs, and then they have their own, which is going to be high. So if I'm a trade, I don't want to trade with somebody that's going to give me the 20th pick. The Jaguars are going to be equally as horrible, right? So then you may drop from one maybe to three.
We'll see what ends up happening. You can talk plenty more Jets. I'm sure you're really looking
I'm
forward
done.
To
I'm
that.
I'm jetted out.
On your local show at 11 to 1 on 98.7 ESPN
I'm like
New
Dr.
York.
Dr. Phil on that thing, man. Walking people
talking to yourself, actually.
You ain't the only one jetted out. That's for sure. We've been talking about it way too much this morning. There's another team in the New York area that's causing a little bit of a stir, and that, of course, is the Brooklyn Nets. They are on their way to having Kyrie.
Why are you staring at me?
Because that's your boy, man.
I know. I'm trying to figure it out, too.
Let sleeping bears lie, man. Why you want to go poke the bear?
That's a question I ask myself every time they talk.
Speaking of poking the bear, what exactly is Bart talking about? So KD's got this new podcast that just dropped. His new teammate Kyrie Irving was on it, and he talked about playing with a guy like KD, the ability to have a guy like this that can come up big in the clutch. But listen to this and think to yourself, is Kyrie not remembering one of his teammates?
10 seconds left. 1-point game. Who's shooting? You a Kyrie, KD?
Depends on who's hot. I don't see it as that, as anything other than that. Like, 1-3 pick and roll, or it's an ISO for either one of us, or it's something great for our team. One thing I've always been comfortable with is, you know, I felt like I was the best option on every team I played for, you know, down the stretch. This is the first time in my career where I could look down and be like, that make that shot too.
Okay, that was courtesy of the Etceteras, Cadence 13 on the Boardroom Podcast.
And they started playing the Drake song, the emotional component of it got me too. It's all coming together.
Let's just go straight to J. Will for the BS translator. Right? You know what I'm saying? Because keep it real. Was he talking about your boy LeBron?
He's calling him LeBrick.
Well, that's my little nickname, bro.
He got so many nicknames. That's messed up. I heard you say you had to change it up real quick.
Well, the hate is real for me because, you know, I'm a Pistons fan, and he put 25 on him in that quarter during our run. So I respect him, but I hate him.
That legendary fourth quarter. Sorry to bring that up, but you brought it up. Yeah. Is he talking about the
King? You're over here picking scabs.
Yeah. Yes, he's talking about LeBron James. I mean, I don't know. And I know he went to Twitter afterwards and found himself, you know, trying to say, why are you guys trying to pit brother against brother? Nobody pitted you against each other.
Full moon last night, Jay.
It was a full moon last night. Like, the earth was shifting, gravitational force. It was happening.
He had his chakras.
And it felt like he just came out. Like, I try to tell people, I'm like, hear this analogy. You tell me if you think it's right, Bart. This is going to be like Tupac versus Biggie. East Coast versus West Coast, okay? You got the squad out in L.A., LeBron James, even though I say that LeBron James and AD remind me more of the Biggie, right? Like, they're more commercialized, all that stuff. Whereas KD and Kyrie, they're more like the Tupac, even though they're on the East Coast, but still that battle because, like, they're not going to care.
Right.
Like, Ky may be in his emotions today, but tomorrow he's going to be on to the next one. Yeah. And same with Kev. They're going to back each other. They're not going to care what they say. They're going to attack everybody. I said the timing on this one was very poor, as LeBron James is about to potentially win his fourth world championship, maybe considered the greatest player to ever play the game. But it goes to show you the mentality of the team over in Brooklyn. Like, Ky doesn't care.
Yeah.
But he does care at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's the same with KD, too. That's how they're built. It's going to be that ride.
It's some scar tissue there.
Yes.
I don't know what happened and what occurred in Cleveland, because you know that he wanted out because he didn't want, you know, LeBron to control his future. He didn't want every year if LeBron's coming back, and he didn't want to get stuck with a bad team. So he forced his way out of Cleveland. And now I feel like that rivalry, he wants to make sure that he can say, hey, I can win one without LeBron, and all this attention on LeBron. But listen, we're coming next year, and that's our window. It's going to be a lot of pressure on him next year, because if Giannis goes down to Miami, or he gets moved, or Chris Paul goes up to Minnesota, goes up to Milwaukee, then it's going to be a formidable challenge for them in the East Coast. It won't be a foregone conclusion that they're going to represent the East Coast. I mean, the East Coast. You got me saying East Coast.
It is the
Eastern Conference in a championship.
Well, look, let me give you some context too on the whole Kyrie LeBron situation. And like, this is only things that I hear from the outside. But, you know, Randy Mims, who is LeBron's guy, right? LeBron's guy helps him. You know, that four horsemen crew that LeBron rolls with all the time: Maverick Carter, Rich Paul, and I love their team. Like, LeBron's team is incredible, right? You know, Kyrie's dad has said, it was quoted one time where it's like, hey, like, I'm not rolling with Randy Mims. Like, he's our enemy.
Yeah,
to a degree. Now, that's Ky's dad saying that. Like, nobody's fabricating that. That's Kyrie's dad saying that. Okay. Another example that you hear rumors of is that when LeBron did post game stuff, he referred to Kyrie as a kid.
Son. Yeah.
As
don't,
a son.
Don't
right?
son me, dog. Don't, like, and don't when, pat me on my head.
And for Ky, you know this, like, those little things, you know, those things fester over time, right? Where I'm not, hey, man, I made a game-winning shot.
Yeah, yeah.
In a big-time game to win us a world championship.
I was similar with Ray Lewis. Like, man, I'm not your baby. I'm not your son. Don't pat me on my head. I'm a grown-ass man, dog.
Hence why, after Ky said this yesterday, LeBron James then came back and had this whole random quote about, hey, AD, there's no jealousy here. We learn how to work together. We win things together.
You
want to
hear?
I want him to. Yeah, let's play that sound.
Absolutely. Here's LeBron.
Because you know who he's talking to.
That diss track right here. That's that diss track.
Yes, with the word jealousy really sticking out. As Jay mentioned, take a listen to this from LeBron yesterday.
We're not jealous of each other. I think that's the best thing. In professional sports, you have guys that join forces to, you know, you call them alpha males. That's what they call them. Two guys that's been dominant in a specific sport on their own respective teams. And they get together and they talk about, okay, how dominant they can be. And they talk about this is going to be this and that. I believe jealousy creeps in a lot. And that is the absolute contrary of what we are. We know who we are. We know what we're about. And we want the best seriously, every single day, both on and off the floor for one another. We're not jealous of one another. And I think that you align that with respect, I think the sky's the limit.
Talking about he and AD, obviously, there.
That's the absolute contrary of where we are. Mm-hmm. Who do you think he's talking to? Now, I've said this multiple times. LeBron James is so interesting to me. First off, he's a basketball savant. He's a genius. You know, and people always say, well, we want the athlete to be real, but then at the same time, we want to criticize them when they are real.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever listened to LeBron James when he does pressers? Like, he's having a cathartic talk to himself.
Yeah.
Every single time. Now, it may be a wave of emotions, but, like, you're watching him really sit down and go through his own cathartic process of just talking himself through whatever issue he's facing that day.
Hey, Key, did you tell me it was going to be college words on here? What the hell is cathartic, man?
Hey, man, I've been around Zubin.
Don't be using them
Duke
words,
man. I've been around Zubin.
I got an associate's degree. You sit up here talking about cathartic.
Hey, man.
I'm assuming that means deep.
Zubin makes me feel small every day.
Why couldn't he just say deep, Key? Why couldn't he just say deep? Cathartic.
That's all I can say. Very impressive.
Oh, come on, man. I got to go get my thesaurus before I come on this damn show.
You know what thesaurus means?
Oh, do I?
Last word is this. It's ironic, but it's worth mentioning. It's great to have Bart here this morning. More of Bart's takes on 98.7 ESPN in New York with Alan Hahn at 11 Eastern this morning. If you're with us here in the East Coast and listening, Key will be back in just 1 second. It is interesting to note that the biggest shot in the biggest game that LeBron James ever played, that shot was hit by Kyrie Irving.
But that takes humility, right? You have to be comfortable who you are to give up the ball and let somebody else be the star. So, I mean, that just speaks to LeBron's greatness. And early in his career, when he threw to Danielle Marshall, it was looked at he didn't have the clutch gene. But he's still making a winning play. Whether you make the shot or you facilitate the shot, you still are putting the team in the best position to win.
I will tell you, Richard Jefferson post footage of LeBron and that timeout leading into that possession, and you see LeBron pointing at Kai and telling the head coach, hey, look, get that switch, get Stephen Curry on Kai. Kai, go to work.
Yeah.
That's leadership.
Yeah, the same thing that he did with AD, right? Because he missed that shot, you know, before against the Blazers. He said, I'm going to come back to you later. And he came and he hit that game-winning three. I think it was against Denver.
Game two against Denver.
Game two, right? And that was the same shot that AD had missed earlier in the season, but he had confidence in him. Leaders instill confidence because you can't do it by yourself. Nobody says anything about MJ, you know, giving it to Paxson. Nobody says him, you know, deferring to Kerr to make the winning shots. That's what champions do.
Now, with all that being said, 5 seconds left to go in the game, ISO situation, I do want Kyrie to take the shot. I'll leave it at that. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with Kyrie.
Yeah.
I just think the timing of it.
Winners care about winning, not the credit. Bart, thanks for being here this morning.
I holla.
Great stuff. Let's go from A to Z. We'll holla at Key here in just a second.
Get back in here, Key.
Bart's doing a public service, disinfecting the desk here as Key comes back. Everybody safe. Everybody stay safe. Behind Clayton Kershaw's dominant performance. Thank you, Bart. Behind Clayton Kershaw's... Oh, no. That ambient noise. Behind Clay's dominant performance, the Dodgers become the third team to advance in the division series just yesterday. Clayton was great. 8 innings, nothing. 13 Gays Dodgers win. They sweep the best of three with the Brewers, who are under 500. Keys Dodgers. The A's...
Every winning team is Keys team.
The A's advance, they get past the White Sox, they got the Strohs next. The Braves won their first postseason series, believe it or not, in 19 years. And in the game of the night, Fernando Tatis Jr., man, he is something special. Hit a couple home runs. Will Myers went deep a couple times. Redbirds were in control of this game. They were up 1-0 in the series, up 6-2 in the sixth, and then the Padres leveled the long ball, 11-9. So game three, tonight, 7:08. Eastern time. Pods win, they will get the Dodgers. That'll be juicy. And we've got to mention this particular story. It's so interesting with Doc Rivers. Obviously, he had two big stars in the West, couldn't get it done, got fired. Now he's going to the East with two big stars. We'll see if he can get it done as he's headed to the Philadelphia 76ers. This is when you know you're a good coach. You're on the street for a total of 3 days. They got an accomplished coach like Mike D'Antoni ready to take the job. He becomes available. He sits down with the Sixers management. And indeed, Glenn Doc Rivers will try to turn it around and get the most out of Embiid and Simmons, something Brett Brown was not able to do. That's a very fascinating story. No question about it.
I wonder if Brad was looking at his phone when D'Antoni was trying to call him back. while Doc was in the air flying. He was like,
the decline button.
Yeah, put ignore. Yeah. Don't answer that. Shh, don't say nothing.
Right. Because if you hit decline, they know you hit decline. Yeah, you just got to right. Let it ring. Just let it ring.
Don't say anything.
Just press the side button. Just let it keep ringing. Put it on silent.
He texted. He's like, hey, man, what's up? You going to bring me in? Don't respond because he'll know you read it.
One I mean, more. That car backed up real quick.
Boop, boop. Well, it should, though.
It's Doc. I'm with you.
And we're backing up towards game two of the NBA Finals tonight, 8:30 Eastern on ABC. Jay and the Countdown Crew will have it. See if Keys Lakers can get halfway home to a title or if the Heat.
It's a wrap.
Or, okay, well, I guess, should I not even finish the sentence then?
Nah, it's a wrap.
Can I say, for Goran Dragic, I feel so bad. When you watch the video, when he moves, it's like, have you ever popped your Achilles or seen somebody who popped their Achilles? Like, you watch the move, he moves, and he looks back behind him like, somebody just clap or something like that. That's never a good sign.
And he's 34 years old. He's had such a great relationship with Butler
this year.
Right.
Contract year.
Great opportunity to win a championship.
I don't come back and play. Yeah. You know, I don't know if I come back and play.
When you get injured playing sports, you certainly know what happened. When I broke my ankle, it sounded like a pretzel stick. And I knew right then and there, I'm like, damn, I just broke my damn ankle. Mm-hmm. You know, it just, you could tell because you hear it, and it's really, even though it's the littlest thing, it's the loudest thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure when that happened to his Achilles or his foot, he probably just was like, wait a minute. And then that warm starts to rise up, and that's when you know something has happened.
You're looking back on the court like, did I leave something on the floor?
Yeah.
But here comes a big question, right? And obviously they're trying to win a championship. The odds are stacked against them. They're a really good team. But going into free agency, you know, at 34, 35 years old, do you try to come back and play on that injury? If you're his agent, you're not advising him to do so.
It's a great story. He's been a great, huge part of Miami's turnaround. Every little piece from somewhere else, a big free agent addition, a rookie addition, a Division III guy like you talked about.
Played with Steve Nash.
Goran Dragic, a guy in his 30s. They put the roster together in a brilliant way. The only problem is the Lakers roster seems to be way more superior and way more healthy. Again, tonight, ESPN Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, to see if the Lakers can go up 2-0.
See, I don't even like how you say that.
When the Lakers go
up. There you go. I got to produce you because you said
gotcha.
If.
Gotcha. I'm just covering all of our bases just to be safe.
No, we're arrogant right now.
Yeah, you are.
No question about it.
You should be. You're the heavy favorites.
We got other people taking pop shots at us from other teams that's not in the bubble. I mean, it's just, you know.
Right. The Brooklyn Nets taking shots at you. How about getting past the first round of the playoffs? All right, so here's the deal. Let's talk a little NFL. The final game of the weekend is going to be on Monday night on ESPN. The Falcons, the woeful Falcons, will take on the red-hot Green Bay Packers. Alan Lazard was a great football player at Iowa State. He couldn't get off the Jags practice squad. Nobody had any idea who he was, but as Key has so often said, wide receivers can make quarterbacks, but often quarterbacks can also make wide receivers. He is banged up. He's out indefinitely after a core muscle surgery. That's huge. Add to the fact Devontae Adams said Thursday he didn't know if he'll be able to play. He's got a hamstring injury. He didn't play last Sunday and basically has missed practice all week. I'm not an NFL guy, Key, but I do know if you don't practice all week and we're hitting Friday, it's unlikely that you're going to play in the game. He has been great, and Lazard played really well in place of Adams on Sunday night against New Orleans. So how do you size that up on Monday night, Aaron Rodgers on ESPN without probably his top two offensive weapons?
I'm not going to sum it up as anything because you've seen Aaron Rodgers with players down, right? And in somehow, some way, they still find out a way to win football games. He still finds out a way to throw for 400 yards, a couple touchdowns, and zero turnovers. And when you look at it, yeah, not having Devontae Adams in the lineup and Lazard could somewhat be a little deterrent in terms of the style in which they want to play.
Sure.
But they're also, they still got the running back, Rodgers, there.
Yep.
They still have some key components.
Valdez-Scantling.
Valdez is still there. So when you look at it, you have to think that they could still take care of business with Atlanta. Atlanta's defense is not as strong. You're not talking about a strong defense here. You're talking about a team that's 0-3, just trying to find out how to get their first win. On top of that, you asked a question about a player not practicing all week long.
Yeah, curious.
He's a veteran guy. Mm-hmm. And in most teams and a lot of coaches, old school coaches, if you don't practice by a certain day, you don't get on the field.
Right.
But, you know, this is a little bit different with Devontae Adams. A veteran guy, knows the system. He could go through some football acclimated things throughout the course of the week and not necessarily practice and still be okay and walk through on Saturday and take the field on Sunday.
The Falcons defense is 31st in total yards. Mm-hmm. and 31st in passing yards allowed, facing an offense that is top five.
So there you go. You don't even need to say anymore.
In yards, passing yards, rushing yards, points scored. Dan Quinn, it will be time. It feels like it's going to be time. If this happens, Key, are you with me? You're not with me. Is this going to be like Adam Gase? You're going to let him coach out the rest of the season? Well, I mean, if you're a Falcons fan, once again, I know I'm only speaking from a fan's perspective. I know you have better insight to what happens actually from the inside of the locker room and the GM perspective. But the way they have lost games this year, if they the way they lost the Super Bowl, it happens to a team that is depleted once again, what do
but
you
his,
do?
His situation, Dan Quinn's situation, is a little more correctable, I would say, than Adam Gase's. I mean, you could correct the onside kick debacle against the Cowboys. You really could correct that.
Up 16 against the Bears, blowing it in the fourth quarter.
You could correct that.
With their backup quarterback.
With their backup.
You could correct that Atlanta situation. I don't necessarily know that you could correct the Jets situation. So when you look at it.
Well, that's great that you could correct it. I mean, could you correct it with a new coach? That's the question
I think they're more willing to give him a little more time to try to figure it out. I'm not saying he's going to be the coach at the end of the year, but they're not ready to part ways with him just yet.
Okay.
Maybe mid-season when they're mathematically eliminated from the playoff contention, then I think that's when you start saying, okay, who's next? You know, that's when you start looking around. Dabo Swinney's up the road. Do you want to talk to him? They start – even though Atlanta went into the college ranks before with Bobby Petrino, and how did that work out?
Not very well.
Not so good.
Not very well. Let me stick this letter in my locker as I walk out the door. It's been real, fellas. Thanks very much. For those that haven't been following the Falcons are 0-3 this year. Could be 0-4, as Jay mentioned, if they lose on Monday night. But I should also mention they have one of the most patient owners in football in Arthur Blank, right? So that obviously can play well. Quinn did take the Falcons to the Super Bowl, and those memories sometimes are a little bit longer in management than they are with fans. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests every single day, every single weekday morning, appear on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Still to come, I think this is Jay's favorite segment of the day for
sure. You know it.
Either he will or he won't.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You want to make a little money?
Let's make some money out here.
What prop bets is Jay betting on this weekend? And which is he passing on?
Hey, look, me's is different than you.
Jay will or Jay won't?
Let's get this money.
And just a reminder.
I love this segment.
Yeah, the music's ready to go.
So
this
pumped
is
up.
Your segment.
Keyshawn will never bet with me, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to force him to eventually one day.
We'll have to get the odds on Keyshawn betting with you. That's the way we'll have to do it. And as we've often said here, they didn't build the strip by losing money. So here we go. Ready to go. Pro football prop bets. We're all of the odds we're going to give you courtesy of Caesar Sportsbook by William Hill. Let's start. Chargers, Bucks, the team many thought Brady would be on versus the team he ended up on. Chargers win by somewhere between 7 and 12 at plus 1,000. Will or won't?
I like the value, but Jay won't on this one. I think the Bucks are going to win this game. They'll be 3-1. I like the way Herbert looked at QB thus far, even though he needs to clean up the turnovers a bit from last week.
Indeed. 2 weeks to prepare for him on a Todd Bowles defense. They're not going to beat the Bucks.
We'll see. Los Angeles and Tampa Bay. We'll go cities only with Cleveland at Dallas. Again, odds by Caesar Sportsbook by William Hill. Cleveland at Dallas, 4 to 5 total matching turnovers at plus 200 to be this sloppy.
Don't take the bet. Jay won't. I think both teams are really going to establish a run game. I don't see them both going deep, forcing the ball down the field. Keep turnovers low.
Yeah, I would say the turnovers are under 4 to 5.
Here's a cute matchup for you.
A cute bet. I love when the cute bet comes
Arizona up. At Carolina. Arizona scores a touchdown on their first scoring play of the game. First scoring play of the game at plus 150.
Jay Will. I will. Look, Kyler had a tough game last week against Detroit. We all know that. Hopkins has been battling that ankle injury, missed two practices. I look for him and Murray to actually get back on the same page. Start with a hot start.
This is a first play?
Mm-hmm. First scoring play of the game?
Mm-hmm. No, that's not going to happen.
Cross-country trip, Seattle at Miami, 7 or more total touchdowns at plus 110.
Jay, well, look, Russell's been in a terror this season. I mean, I don't have to say anything else about that. I continue this week against Miami. On the other side, I think the Dolphins, they may be able to put up some points as well as being injured and missed practices quite lengthy for Seattle. But Seattle secondary without Adams and some other keys, I wouldn't be surprised to see some points go up in this one.
I would stay slightly above because I think Seattle's going to score points. And I think Miami can get a couple touchdowns.
So you agree with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just say you agree. I know it's hard for you. Move on. Next subject.
Battle of the Beltway. Baltimore at the Washington football team. Washington wins by 7-12 at plus. Now, Washington winning over Baltimore and doing so by 7-12. This is at plus 1750.
No bet. I like the Ravens in this game to bounce back from their loss to the Chiefs. I think the Ravens' run game will be too much for Washington to handle.
What's a plus 1750?
Those odds are remarkable.
Remarkable.
So if I put like $2 down or something and I get like crazy amounts of money.
Yeah, I mean, the higher the number here on the plus side, the greater the odds that you're going to have to be able to pay this bet off.
Don't
so the
take
fact
the
that
bet.
Baltimore would lose, Lamar Jackson would lose to Dwayne Haskins in this scenario, and then it would be a blowout to boot. Just doesn't
that
seem
just
like
that. Sounds like giving money away. Mm-hmm. And I'm not doing that. So no.
But you never know. Jacksonville at Cincinnati, team with the most points. Jacksonville, I assume, excuse me, not points, punts. The team with the most points wins.
I was going to say the team with the most points. They're going to win.
Team with the most punts. Jacksonville plus 100, Cincinnati plus 160.
I like the Bengals in this game, so I have to go with the Jaguars punting more. I think Burrow will move the ball down the field throughout this game.
I agree with Jay. I agree with you, Jay.
I agree.
Indianapolis at Chicago. Indy win, squeaker by one. To 6 points at plus 285 in Chicago with Nick Foles.
I'm taking this bet, man. The Colts are better on both sides of the ball right now. Their offensive line has been dominant. Rivers has only been sacked twice all season long. I like the Colts.
I like the Colts. I agree with Jay.
I agree.
Battle of 0-3 teams. Minnesota and Houston. Here comes another key, another big number. So the 0-3 Minnesota going into 0-3 Houston, but 0-3 Minnesota winning on the road, showing no signs of life with Kirk Cousins on offense, winning by 13-18, Jay. That's at a whopping plus 1,500.
I like the value here, though, Subin. So Minnesota played a tight game last week against the Titans.
They did.
Cook ran for 181 yards, a TD. Rookie Justin Jefferson had a breakout game. If Minnesota can build off of that, get some pressure on Watson, I think plus 1,500 is worth throwing some dollars at.
I agree with Jay again.
New Orleans at Detroit with the Lions, folks. The Lions looking for a huge two-game win streak here. Detroit wins by 1-6 at plus 360, hosting a banged-up and disappointing New Orleans squad.
No, don't take this bet. Don't take this bet. Look, Key's nephew's coming back. He's coming back, right, Key?
I don't know anything.
I can neither confirm nor deny. You're my inside track. You're supposed to let me know. Look,
on both sides.
On both sides. The Saints are in a must-win situation here. I think Kamara should be – it's Kamara, right? Not Kamara anymore. Kamara, okay. Should be able to have his way on the ground against the Lions defense. I think it all comes together for the Saints this week.
Okay, Joe Judge and company taking on Sean McVay and company. Under three total touchdowns at plus 1,100. Remember, one team pretty anemic on offense, the other pretty explosive.
I don't take it. I don't see this game being very low scoring. Do you? Why are you looking at me sideways?
Under
Keyshawn?
Three for who?
Total.
Total match touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to happen. The Rams going to get four alone.
I guess the question, you know, how efficient is Jared Goff going to be offensively, right? The Rams are coming off that shutout loss. So the Bills, we'll see. Giants give up 36 points.
Yeah, I got the Rams all day long scoring at least 3 to 4 touchdowns in this game.
Agreed. Facts. Facts, Zubin.
We'll have to wait to Sunday to make it official. This one,
Preconceived facts.
You want to talk about a lot of touchdowns. We got a twofer here for you. New England at Kansas City. Let's start with this one. This one, Key, you got to think a little bit more about than the last one. Seven or more total touchdowns at plus 115.
First scoring play, I'm going with KC on the touchdown. KC, plus 130. Go with that. Did you see the Chiefs play on Monday night? You see how many weapons they have? I mean, the shovel pass. Got it, right, Key? Got it. Shovel pass to Anthony Sherman. I mean, just so many weapons. Give me KC and get into the end zone to start this game off quickly.
Yeah, seven or more touchdowns, Kansas City, no question about it. Now, whether or not Kansas City scores on this first play.
That's the next one.
That, I don't know.
Plus 130, Jay, that Kansas City first scoring play is a touchdown.
Yeah, I take it.
Buffalo at Las Vegas. Las Vegas has more punts at plus 111 at Allegiant Stadium.
I don't take this one. You know, the Raiders and the Bills are converting on third downs, both around 50%. I can't give the edge to either team in this one.
So it's even?
Yeah, I'm just not taking a bet.
Okay.
Sunday night football, Philadelphia, San Francisco.
That's what it means, not to take a bet.
Total matching turnovers. Sloppy. Not sure if Garoppolo's going to go. We've seen how sloppy Wentz will be at plus 625.
Wait, ask it again? I was too busy staring at Keyshawn.
Six or more total matching turnovers between Philadelphia and San Francisco in Santa Clara Sunday night, plus 625.
That's a little off the rail. All right. I don't know. I'm unsure about this one. What do you think, Key? Give me your expert opinion.
Take it.
Take it!
Shake it! Oh, no, that's another day. Last one for you because we're running out of time just a little bit. Atlanta, Green Bay, Monday Night Football, 0-3 Atlanta, 3-0 Green Bay. Atlanta wins by 1-6 on Monday night at plus 490.
I don't care who's out for the Packers. I don't care. I do not trust Dan Quinn or Atlanta's defense. So I'm rolling with the Packers. I wouldn't take the bet.
I go against Jay here. I think that Atlanta will win 1-6 points. I think this is one that Atlanta gets in.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers still plays well, but they just beat Atlanta. They just beat Green Bay.
Got to have it to save their season. They got to have it to save their season. Okay. We do this every Friday, and all of the odds are presented by Caesars Sportsbook. By William Hill. Still to come.
Hate it when you disagree with me.
Our smart picks of the week in sports and in movies, including a one-shot deal for a future NFL signal caller. Face of a franchise. Got one shot in 2020 to prove it to anybody. I'm sure you haven't heard about this story. We'll talk about that.
I do.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, hold up.
Before I let you go.
One more thing before we let you go.
And before we let you go, it's our smart picks brought to you by our friends at Redbox. Time for Smart Picks, brought to you by Redbox, the smart picks in sports this weekend. Fellas, let's get your thought on the one thing you got to watch this weekend. Then we'll get the smart picks for the movies you want to watch with a bit of a Halloween theme. After all, we are in October, so all the great things available on the box coming up here in just a second with Redbox. But first, Smart Picks, in sports before we hit film. Key, what do you got? What are you watching for this weekend, the smart pick?
Well, it's really the only thing to watch for is what New England's going to do in Kansas City with that offense. Are they going to try to match Kansas City point for point? Because we know what Kansas City is in terms of high flying and scoring. But if New England going to try to have a ball control ground game like pretty much they've done the first three games of the season with Cam Newton and those running backs.
So does tonight count as the weekend?
Yeah, because we do something called the weekend starts here on Thursday, right, with NFL games. So let's call it that.
You can't take the weekend with nothing, no, tonight.
Like, why not?
Because the Yankees are out of it. I mean, the Yankees have moved on. The Dodgers have moved on. The rest of the baseball, that doesn't matter. What else is going on? College football?
I mean, I was going to go with the Padres versus the Cardinals.
Yeah. That doesn't matter.
That's a big one.
We don't do a disservice to San Diego fans by saying they don't matter, because you would take
that
team.
No, I didn't say they didn't matter.
You just said it doesn't matter. Yeah. You said it doesn't matter.
I would pick a football, but
that's fine. You can pick football. You're a football guy. I'm not a baseball guy, but I actually want to watch the Padres play. I mean, Will Myers, the way they hit double home runs the other day,
yep.
Fernando Tatis Jr., like, they're one of the most exciting young teams to watch, them and the White Sox.
Jay,
so I would like to watch the Padres
play. Jay is right about the Padres in terms of being exciting. If you think about 2 years ago, Manny Machado didn't look like he had a deal on the table with some teams, and all of a sudden San Diego stepped up to the plate, gave him big money. Everybody said they're wasting their money. They're not doing the right thing. And all of a sudden, they're now in the playoffs.
Excuse me? Don't beat me up and then just try to take the thing that I'm excited about and then pontificate on it.
Okay, here he goes with that.
You don't even have a watch on. Why are you looking at your left wrist?
I know, right?
5 minutes until we don't have to see each other again until Monday, Phil. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Don't worry, we'll be on the text chain. You won't, but Keisha and I will.
No, he'll be on it. He just won't respond.
Yeah,
that's true. One thing I want to mention, if you're just not paying attention to the baseball play, because there's too much going on, to Jay's point, Cardinals won game one. They're up 6-2 in the sixth inning of a closeout game, and now they could lose the series.
It happens.
It's amazing.
Think about basketball. 3-1. They were up.
Yes.
All of a sudden.
Sorry, Doc, if you're listening.
He came running, roaring back.
I think Doc is okay.
Doc's a good day.
He's a 5-year deal. He's all right.
Yeah, Doc is cool, but it still hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts knowing that the reason that you are now in Philadelphia is because you were up 3-1 and they got tired of watching you squander 3-1 lead.
Which is a random thing, because we were talking about duos before. I'm curious where we would have Kawhi and PG ranked as his top duos going into next year. Because I have LeBron, AD, number one, KD, Kyrie, number two. Then I would have Steph, Clay, number three. And then I start getting a little bit like, what do you do? Like, do you put Jamal Murray and Jokic in there at four? Do you put Russ and James?
PG,
do you put
Kawhi, PG? They just had that one game,
PG,
man.
PG hit the side of a backboard on the side.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
But
you know how it got tight, man. When you was up 3-1, all of a sudden that thing came, and then he got another win. And you sitting there, you 3-3, you like.
That's what I'm saying. You're up 3-1. You're all up 3-1.
Yeah. Real quick on Jay's point.
That's a dollar.
That's a dollar, I know. 7:08 p.m. Eastern time for first pitch of the game Jay's going to watch tonight. I'll give you quickly my smart picks, and then we'll get to the smart picks on Redbox, which is really what we want to do because October is Halloween. That means scary movies, all that stuff in just a second. Trey Lance, may never have heard of him. He's a college quarterback. He plays for North Dakota State. He's not Justin Fields. He's not Trevor Lawrence, but he's not that far behind. He played for the Bison. The Bison are in the FCS, and they're only going to be playing one game this season. That's it. They're playing tomorrow against Central Arkansas. There are scouts galore that are going to be at the Fargo Dome in Fargo, North Dakota, to watch him. That's, of course, where Carson Wentz went to school. He was on a Zoom call with about 30 reporters the other day. It's a one-shot deal. You haven't played at the biggest level of college football, but you're good. Your programs produce players. They love him. He's a young player with a ton of skill. He gets one shot tomorrow against Central Arkansas with all the NFL scouts watching 2:30 tomorrow. So keep your eye on that. That's my smart pick in sports for the weekend. The smart pick on Redbox is the perfect place to gear up for Halloween and get in the mood all month long. Whether it's 31 days of free Halloween movies and shows on Redbox's free live TV or renting the newest and scariest movies at Redbox. Real quick, your favorite Halloween movies, and you tell me, I'll tell you if they're on Redbox.
It's another dollar.
Halloween 1, 2,
they're there.
You know, Friday the 13th.
Michael Myers, all that stuff. They're there on Redbox for you to watch anytime you want.
So I intimidate you. The name Jason intimidates you. That's good to know. I will go with Child's Play.
A little Chucky.
Because I hate that little doll. If I see that little
man,
doll, one of my friends.
Real.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, neither is Jason.
No.
Oh,
there's fools in the world.
Fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, one of my friends when I was younger put the Chucky doll next to me, and I woke up, and I swear, I must have beat the living out of that doll.
You kind of got a little Chucky look to you, too, now that I'm looking at you on the monitor.
No, and me and Chucky are not the same height either. No.
Chucky. I didn't say nothing
about Chucky. You're about to transition to a Chucky height joke. I know where it was going.
Zubin,
Chucky
back
and
to
Gruden.
You.
Redbox is free live TV during the month of October. Redbox Movies will have Halloween movies every night during the month. Unsolved Mysteries Channel, one of my all-time favorite shows. Watch it all day, every day. Paranormal favorites. Film Rise, which brought Unsolved Mysteries back to TV and into syndication, will include Halloween Horror, a Halloween horror-thon including Prom Night starring Jamie Lee Curtis and Stonehurst Asylum starring Kate Beckinsale, Stranger Than Fiction collection including series exploring the supernatural like Beyond Belief and PSI Factor. Smart Picks is brought to you by Redbox. Rent the newest releases fresh from the theater, at the box, or on demand. We do have a quick piece of breaking news, gentlemen, I want to get to. According to Adam Schefter, the NFL's best insider, looking at his Twitter feed on my laptop right now, fellas, two more Titans players tested positive today in Tennessee. A source telling Schefter their game obviously has been postponed to a later date. That would bring the total to 13 individuals.
Buckle up. Get ready for the ride. It's going to be this way the whole year.
That's a lot.
Enjoy your sports weekend, and we'll see you Monday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.